begin. Let us begin. We're up to halacha. We are on page Kuf Nun Zayin. Kenaz. Page Kuf Nun Zayin. We're up to halacha Kuf Samach Vav. Okay, halacha Kuf Samach Vav. Yesh tzadikim shezechem liyos etzel shchina. There are tzadikim that merit to be in the vicinity of the Shem Shnemer v'yolayach Yizrach Hashem upon you will Hashem's rays shine. It says, "V'chayis nefesh Adonit Tzuruda b'tzuror ha'chayim eis Hashem Elokecha." Kuf Nun Zayin Kenaz Halacha Kuf Samach Vav. Again, one more time. Kuf Samach Halacha Kuf Samach Vav. On page Kuf Nun Zayin. Yesh tzadikim shezechem liyos etzel shechina. There are tzadikim that are merit to be in near Hashem. Shenemar v'yolayich upon you. This refers to the tzaddikim. Yizrach Hashem will Hashem's rays shine. Uch, siv another pasuk. Voice of nefesh adoni tzurudu v'sarachayim. Eis Hashem elokecha. Avigail said this to David. Avigail said this to David in Shmuel Aleph. She said to David that for not killing my husband Naval, you should be blessed. You see that the biggest blessings come to a person when they don't do something. Not when they do something. Normally we think you get a blessing. You do something. You do me a toiva. You do me a toiva. Now I give you a blessing. Isn't that all the promotional material? Give money. If you give money, you're going to get a bracha from the gedolei Yisrael, so they're going to daven for you. Guess what? Don't do something and get a bracha from them. Don't call someone agmas nefesh today. Today when you get angry, what?
This is from a woman who's giving a bracha.
Exactly. Right.
Can we give a bracha also?
A woman. All you find in Tanakh, the women—they're always the ones that have the most powerful things to say. Okay, Sarah, Avada. He married her. He married her 100%. What? Avigail, is she one of the seven Nevi'os? I don't recall. Maybe she. I don't know. There are only seven Nevi'os. Seven. I don't know. I do not know.
It's in the back of the Tanakh.
The seven Nevi'os. What does it say there? Or whatever. Now this is interesting also that this is the bracha she gave him when he was alive. Avigail gave this bracha to David when he was today. You wouldn't dare say that someone was alive. This is what you say for the dead. You say in the Kelmole, Bitzror Hachayim.
Okay. No,
by the Kelmole, it's for the dead.
Is it for them?
Of course. No. The tzror ha-chayim. David ha-melech. David, it's very fascinating that we have taken things in Tanakh, we've totally manipulated them in totally different ways that are totally not natural. In Tanakh, this expression was used for the living. A woman gave this bracha to David, Avigal gave this bracha to David, when David was accepted her musr, and she did not, David did not kill her husband. She told him, "You're not yet accepted as the melech of the entire Klal Yisrael. Your tivacha has not, your nature, your reputation has not yet traveled to the whole world, and you're not been accepted. And therefore, you have no right to take the life of another man unless you go to Beis Din. Just because he got angry at you and he cursed you, who cares? That's not enough. If you're a melech, moired b'malchus, you can take his life. But even though you have been anointed by Shmuel, but you're only a king in Hebron. You're not a king yet in the whole Klal Yisrael, because the whole Klal Yisrael has not yet recognized you, and therefore you have no right to go and chepa with my husband. And because David listened to her, he did not spoil his reputation, and she blessed him. He gave him this bila bracha. And yet we use this bracha for the dead. It's just like the expression zecher tzadik livracha. That is an expression that was originally coined for the living. For the living. And today if you write that about the living, wow, you blew it. Okay, that's like saying he's dead. Today they only use that expression zecher tzadik livracha for the dead. Okay, they once Tarvad Das, they put a journal every year, the Masifta. And they wrote about in the beginning, you know, they only have all the Rosh Shivas, so they first have articles from the dead and articles from the living, and then from, you know, the whole hierarchy, from the Rosh Yeshiva, from the Ramim, then from the Koyal Yingalai, and then from the Bachrim. And from one of the Rosh Yeshivas that was living, they wrote Zatzal. So you could imagine the editor got a nice Misha Berach. A bizarre Mamash Mevaza, one of the living Rosh Yeshiva, by writing, by calling him Zatzal. So the chief editor came to his defense and says, what are you talking about? Zatzal is what you're supposed to write and say about the living. The dead, you say, Olav HaShalayim. But the living, you say, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Came in Shezochreu, Zecher Levracha. By Noyach, it's a fair shot, Rashi, Noyach. Noyach Ish Tzadik. Rashi there says, once you mention him, oh, you have to say Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Once you mention the living, yeah, you mention the person, you have to praise him. By Avram also, I think Rashi says there also, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. It was said by the living. But today, isn't it amazing that today that term became exclusively used for the dead, just like this expression, the Tzrach Chaim, was originally said for the living and became exclusively used for the dead. Uchsiv next, V'hoyulcha Hashem L'or Olam, another expression. The or, if you notice, and we have over here different expressions of the Yizrach Hashem, the or Olam, the Tzrach Chaim, all of these are different expressions that refer to the Shechina. The Yesh Oymed Meira Choyk V'royen. It's a very fascinating thing that there are those that see Hashem from a distance. Vayar Es Hamokoyim Meira Choyk. Dov, where are you going, Dov? Dov, okay? Vayar Es Hamokoyim Meira Choyk. From the distance. Shenemar V'chayosoy Be'or Sireh. His life, he will see Be'or Sireh. Now, what does that mean? And I don't. We have to go to the context of the pasuk, but it appears from the context, after I should have looked it up, that it's from the distance. You will see it, your life, I guess, Eliyahu at this point in time in his life was in a lot of pain, was in a lot of suffering, and the Shechina does not rest upon a person in a state of tzar. The Shechina only rests upon a person in a state of simcha. So here, V'chayosoy Be'or Sireh, your life, the or with light, you will see. Again, I don't know the details. We have to study the source. But from the context, the Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid is telling us, it's from a distance. And then we have the third madrega. The yesh sheloi roi'ehu, shenemar uval yireh geos Hashem. This enemy of man, of Hashem, will not see the exaltedness of Hashem. Uchsiv, it says, another pasuk, al yere bifalgois nahare nachale dvash v'chema. You will not see the falgois, means the division, the streams of the rivers that flow with honey and cream. Chema in Tanakh, in modern Hebrew, chema is butter. If I'm not mistaken, is that correct? In modern Hebrew, chema is butter? Okay, but not in Tanakh. Tanakh, chem is cream. It's not the same. Chema, it's an interesting word how that came about, that Tanakh, chema is cream, and in modern Hebrew, it's a whole different beast, butter. Okay, but in any event, the Pasuk here is saying, Al Yireh, this is an esoteric type of principle, and Olam HaEmes, the person's not going to see. Now, that's the end. Okay, that's the end of this. Now, what is the, again, Sefer Hasidim is very, very interesting in that every halacha appears to have absolutely nothing to do with the other halacha. It's like you're taking, you're putting your hand into a hat, and you're pulling out a ticket. Okay, so this is a sir halacha, and it says something which a lot of people don't appreciate. And that is, everyone thinks that there's this world and there's the next world. And once you go to the next world, it's all the same. As long as you get a ticket to go into the theater, you can walk around. You can walk around to the front. You can walk to the back. Chabash muzeh, chabash muzeh. There are shiurim, activities. There's lunch, supper. You know, you have activities. No. That's not the way it works. In the Olam HaEmes, at least Chazal, no one ever came back to tell us exactly what's going on. But from what we find in Sefarim, it's very similar to this world. Okay, it's very similar. Can the average Joe go to the White House? I want to go see what it looks like in the Oval Office. I want to go right now. Let's go right now, get in the car. We'll drive for 4 hours, 3-4 hours, to Washington, D.C. And let's try out the chair. I want to see if it's comfortable. the chair in the Oval Office. I want to sit down behind the front desk of the Oval Office and sit down and try out and see what it's like to be the president. What are the chances I can right now get in the car and go do that ever in my life? Zero. Absolute zero. You're not getting anywhere near that. What? Good point, but I have to have enough money. I don't have enough left in life to make enough money to get such a donation. I have enough money to make a donation to get that even that close. Okay, so it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Okay.
You want to sleep in the Lincoln bedroom? I'll have
Okay. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, it's not going to happen. It's not a lot. Small things are also not going to happen because that's the way the world is. The world is that you are limited. It's meant for it's exclusively reserved for special people. Okay, the Shechina in Shemayim in the Elam HaEmes Chazal indicate over and over, you don't get to go everywhere. You only get to go where you deserve to be. And this world is a very important dogma. It's not free access. It's not much different than it is here in this world. If you don't deserve to be there, you're not going to be there. V'zehu. And it all depends on how much merit and how much you work on yourself in this world. That's where you'll merit to be in the next world. And there are real benefits. Not like in this world, everything is it's a very watered-down world. But in the Olam HaEmes, it's a big deal to get to go to certain places, to be in the vicinity of certain places, to be with certain people, certain holy people. We have no idea what this means. But this world is a very powerful dogma, and it makes that differentiation. I'm preparing for Kinos, Tishrav, so this thing just came to mind in the preparation, and I think it fits very well into this idea. When Titus came in to destroy the climax, what is the climax of the Churban Bayis in the Kina of the Bayis Sheni? Okay, I think it's Kina Tezvav, Kina Tezayin. It's where we describe the Churban. Titus Harasha, he comes in to the Beis HaMikdash. They conquered the city. It took almost 3 weeks to go from the wall, after they breached the wall, to enter and to fight their way inch by inch to come to the Har HaBayis. And now I think Chazal tells us it was on the seventh day of Av, they finally capture the Har HaBayis. And then in March is the general Titus HaRasha, and there's a ceremony, all the cameras are rolling, all the media's there, they bring in CNN, BBC, NPR, and they're all there with the cameras all waiting to watch the big scene. And comes in Titus with all his pomp and arrogance and rishus. He comes into the temple and he goes into the Heichel. He then he grabs a Zoyna. Before he gets there, he comes to the Heichel. He then comes to the Kodesh HaKodashim. Now the Pashtus is, he first goes into the Kodesh HaKodashim, and from within the Kodesh HaKodashim, he takes out his spear, sword, and he stabs the Paroiches. Okay? From within. If you read the Kina very carefully, if you would assume he stabbed it from the outside. But that's correct. He stabbed the Paroiches from within. From within. That's a very big difference. He walked into the Kodesh HaKodashim, and when he was in the Kodesh HaKodashim, he stabbed the Paroiches from within. Big difference if you're stabbing it from the outside, he's stabbing it from within. He stabs, and what happens? Blood gushes out of the Paroiches. Okay, so there's a lot of beautiful, I mean, it's not beautiful, obviously, this is the pinnacle. Worse than the burning. Okay, the burning is the aftermath. Taking his sword and stabbing the Paroiches, and Hashem expressed his tzar by miraculously allowing blood to flow from the Paroiches, is the most traumatic moment of the Churban. And there's a lot of very interesting ideas, what it means. I'll tell you even right now, one of the things which everyone is very, very, very popular is, what blood? What blood? Why blood? The answer is, for 420 years, on Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen Gadol would come and sprinkle Achas Lamala, V'Sheva Lamata. on the Paroichas.
No,
the Paroichas. It's Machloikis in the Gemara. There's a Machloikis in the Gemara when he sprinkled three times. Let us clarify. He sprinkles inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, from the Dama Par and the Dama Soyer. The second sprinkling is done outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, towards the Paroichas. Achas Lamala, V'sheva Lamata, from the Dama Par and the Dama HaSor, 16 sprinkles. And the third time, he sprinkles 7 times, he mixes the blood together, Al Toyar Shel Mizbeach, on the Mizbeach HaZov. Now there is a machlekes in the Gemara with regard to the second sprinkling, which was in front of the Paroiches. When he sprinkled 7 times in front of the Paroiches of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, did the blood actually touch? Did it make contact with the Paroiches? Did it make the Paroiches stain? Was it stained with blood? One opinion says, yes, it did. And one opinion says, no, it did not. He stood at a distance and he sprinkled towards the Paroiches, but the blood landed on the floor, not on the actual material of the Paroiches. And then the Gemara quotes one of the Tanoim that says, I was in Rome, and I saw the Paroiches, and it was stained with blood, trying to support the opinion that says that indeed, it did, the blood did make contact. And you can darshan all you want, whatever that means exactly. But many of the commentators want to suggest is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now what does it mean? Let us work with the principle that indeed the blood did touch the Paroiches. When the Paroiches thus absorbed the blood, and by the Paroiches absorbing the blood of the Dama Par Dama Soyer, this was the way of Hashem saying to Klal Yisrael, I forgive you. Today is Yom Kippur, I forgive you. I'm the Kabel the Dam. Just like the Mizbeach is Mekabel the Dam, the Paroiches was Mekabel the Dam. The fact that the material absorbed the blood was Hashem's way of saying, I forgive you. Hashem said, and after 420 years of nonsense, Hashem says, enough is enough. I don't forgive you anymore. You can have back all of your blood. So the blood that flowed from the Paroiches, when Titus HaRasha stabbed the Paroiches, was the blood that the Kohen Gadol sprinkled on the Paroiches for 420 years. It was all stored away in the material of the Paroiches. And now Hashem was saying, you could have it back. I don't forgive you anymore. Now obviously, there are a lot of holes in that idea because in Mestama, they didn't have the same Paroiches for 420 years, and obviously the blood dried up, but you get the idea. It's a symbolic type of message, I don't forgive you. Yeah.
But there was another incident that he did, which may have been where Mazanda was laying on top of the same.
No, that's an addition. When I figured he wasn't finished.
Yeah.
He didn't finish. He had a lot to do there.
That was the
climax?
I don't know,
whatever. Yesh liyesh. It wasn't good either way. It's not very nice either way.
He said I killed him.
What? Oh, and he said, Kaviyachol, in his sick mind, he went and he can't even say those words. In his sick mind, okay, now what am I trying to say? I want to bring out a point. The point I want to bring out is,
speaking the blood on the parochet, why after 400 years, he say, I don't forgive, and the old of the absorbed blood for the parochet to come out, Hashem changed his mind?
Yeah. Hashem was saying, I accept it.
Every year was a mechaper.
It's a very, you have to think about it and okay, it's just a thought to think about. Nothing is perfect. It's an idea, think about it. But that's not what I want to talk about now. And I want to talk about how that relates over here to this section over here. And that is, what exactly is the Paroiches? This is the pinnacle of Chorban. When he stabs the Paroiches and he says, oh, I have now conquered the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's really it. What is the Paroiches, Rabbi Yisrael? What is the Paroiches? It says the Torah defines the Paroiches. The Paroiches is suddenly is called the Hoyelachem HaParoiches LaHavdil Bein HaKodesh Ubein HaKodesh HaKadoshim. Between, it's Mavdil between Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's not Mavdil Bein Kodesh L'chol. That's not what it does. The Paroiches is different. It's Mavdil Bein HaKodesh Ubein HaKodesh HaKadoshim. Now think about it. Every Mitzvah Shabbos make Havdalah. There are seven Havdalahs. Mavdil Bein Kodesh L'chol, Bein Or LaChoshech, Bein Yishol Lo, Amin Bein Yom HaShvil L'shish Me'amaseh. There we just list four, but there really are, the Chazal go on, they list seven. It's not so hard to be Mavdil Bein Kodesh L'chol. The average fellow has very little difficulty understanding that there's a difference between Kodesh and L'chol. In the street, you walk out of the shul, out of this nice air-conditioned building, it's Chol. You walk in the shul, it's Kodesh. It's not so hard. Shabbos is Kodesh. Sunday is Chol. Okay, Klal Yisrael, we're a holy nation. V'yatem tila mamlech es kainem v'goy Kodesh. V'umo es olam is Chol. It doesn't take very much to be Mavdil. What was the Chorban in Klal Yisrael? What was the way, how did Hashem express the Chorban? What was the Hashgacha Pratis? Hashem was saying to Klal Yisrael, you have a problem, you people, being Mavdil, Bein HaKodesh, Ubein HaKodesh HaKadosh. Not everything in Klal Yisrael is the same. Let me give you an example to illustrate this. No one, other examples. Korach. What were the words of Korach? Korach was, why is Aaron the Kohen Gadol? Kol, what were his words? Kol ha'am kulam kidoishim. Kol oedo kulam kidoishim uvisoicham Hashem. Umadua tisnasu al kahal Hashem. It says in Tanakh, in two places, if I'm not mistaken, in the exact passage, I don't have on the tip of my tongue, Aaron is called Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's a pasuk in Nach. We discussed it a couple of times. The pasuk actually calls, we have written the Haftorah. Aaron HaKoyen is described by the Navi, by Hashem, Navi, I have to find you the pasuk, as Kodesh HaKadoshim. This is the mistake of Korach. Korach says, Kolam kulam kidoishim, uvesoicham Hashem. So why is Moshe the Melech, Aaron is the Kohen Gadol? I want to be the Kohen Gadol. No, you can't be the Kohen Gadol. You said the answer yourself, Korach. Everyone is Kodesh. But Aaron, the person, is a pasuk. We've said in the Haftorah, Aaron, the person, he's not Kodesh. He's Kodesh HaKadosh. Know your place. Know your place. Okay, we come to shul. So everyone has it. We all have this problem. Why do we talk during davening? Why is it so hard not to talk during davening? Because we're allowed to talk. That's what we accept. We're allowed to talk when it's not davening. We come to shul. It's a holy makom. It's holy. So I'm allowed to talk. So when I'm davening during Chazaras Hashatz, so I'll talk then also. It's all the same. It's not the same. That's a moment of Kodesh HaKodosh. Now it's different. I'll give you an example in Halacha. Are you allowed to kiss your children in shul? So many people tell you, you're not allowed to. It's not necessarily true. You're allowed to kiss your children and grandchildren in shul, just not during the time of davening. The moment of davening, when the services begin until the service is over, you're not allowed to kiss your children. Now is a time, it's usher, where you have to focus on serving Hashem. When the davening is over, then it's a nice thing not to, but technically it's not usher. According to most poskim, to kiss your children in the Beis HaKnesses, as long as it's not during the service. Not everything is the same. Are you allowed to touch the parchment of the Sefer Torah? Everyone is so machmir, do hagba. You're not allowed to. But only during Kriya Satorah. When you finish Kriya Satorah, and then you take the Sefer Torah out to be goylulit, Now, the Sefer Torah is not the same. You technically are allowed now, when you've been goyled, to touch the parchment to make sure it's in the, to make sure that it's al mekaymai. When you're laning Kriyas HaTorah, at that moment, the Sefer Torah takes on a higher level of sanctity. Okay, the rabbi is not your friend. The rabbi is the rabbi. Especially during davening. Maybe when davening is over, you can take him out to a ball game. But during davening, the rabbi, okay, it's now davening. The rabbi now is the rabbi. We have a very big, the examples go on. I just gave you a tiba shabayam, and I gave you this very, very, very simplistic. What does sinas chinam come about? Why is there sinas chinam? Because why you, not me? Why do you deserve, not me? We're all the same. Kolam kulam kudashim. Why did Hashem reward you? Hashem gave you a good life. You think, no one knows what's really going on, right? No one has any clue, not even the slightest clue what's going on by someone else in their life. But people, why him, not me? Well, maybe he deserves it. Maybe there's something about him that you don't know about. The problem that we have, all of our problems, is not a problem of being mavel ben kodesh l'chol. That's easy. The way the Ribbono Shel Olam brought out the Churban is Tito stabbed the Paroiches. The Paroiches is mavel ben HaKodesh uvein HaKodesh HaKodoshim. In the Olam HaEmes, it's very frightening. He says, it's not all the same. There's no such thing, you get a ticket. Oh, I get a ticket, that's it. I can go Disneyland. You get a ticket, you go on any ride you want. Any ride you want, you go to any theater, it's all the same. Get another ticket, you can go do this. It's not the way it works. It's limited. You're limited to where you belong. There are different madrigas of Kodesh and Kodesh HaKodashim. Everyone has to find their place. This is the Churban. This is, it's not for nothing that Tito stamped the Paroiches, which captures this principle. Okay, it's very naive to think, oh, the reason why the Churban came down was because, oh, we don't appreciate Hashem. We don't appreciate the Rebbe. Everyone appreciates Kedusha. You got to be a Shaitan not to appreciate. It's not because we're Shaitan. The Beis HaMikdash, the Navi, Dav, everyone knows he's a Navi, I'm not. Everyone knows this is holy, this is chol. That's not what Hashem is toveya. He's toveya good. Now you know what holiness is. But appreciate, it's not all the same. And don't be so naive to think, oh, you can just have a very superficial connection to Yadus. It's complex. There are madregos. There's what to work for, what to strive for, the different levels, different steps. That is the complexity of Yadus. And if you don't appreciate that, no, that's a very big problem. A Talmud Chacham who sits and learns the whole day is different than a person who's not sitting and learning the whole day. You're a very good person. You're making parnasa. You're Isaac in things that he doesn't have, but you have to understand he's Isaac the whole day in the Yani Ruchni. There are different levels. It's not all the same. It's not buddy buddy. We live in a world today where one size fits all, and America has an incredible mila of equal opportunity. It's the biggest bracha to mankind since sliced bread. Equal opportunity. But yet, it's a tremendous nisayon. Because Yadus is not about equal opportunity. In Yadus, you have to be mavdil bein ha-kodesh or bein ha-kodesh ha-kodoshim. It's not all the same. Okay? It's different. In America, quality. Everyone has to... same as everyone else. You have to go bend backwards that everyone. That's not. It's beautiful and it's true and it's noble and halacha acknowledges. But don't abuse this gift and take it to an extreme of lehavdil bein hakodesh uvein hakodesh hakodashim. All right, I think that's enough for now. We're going to stop here. We did one halacha. Take a short break. And now what I want to do afterwards, the break, I want to do something a little different today. This is Luke's Parashas Pinchas. Parashas is all about the korbanos. Unishalma forim sifaseinu. So recently, Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Avraham Shur, he made a simcha, and he put out a new sefer about Birchos HaShachar. A little kuntras. Not kuntras, it's a sefer. So I want to do something off the beaten track today, and I want to go over some of very beautiful ideas that he presents in his new sefer. Take a short break. I did not. I sit long on the table.